Education Dad Pod Show. Mike and Rick tell you everything you need to know about education and learning and teaching. Listen to the words that they be preaching, cause it's the Education Dad Pod Show, yeah. It's the Education Dad Pod Show.
Hello, this is your host, Mike Petrilli of the Thomas B. Fordham Foundation, here with my co-host, looking very dapper today, Rick Hess.
Hey, thank you, big guy.
With us today on the Education Gadfly Show is Jeff Rubin, otherwise known as Punctuation Man. Punctuation Man, welcome to the Education Gadfly Show.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
So I have to start, of course, by asking you, how is it that you became Punctuation Man?
Well, in order to be a superhero, you have to found a holiday. And 4 years ago, I founded National Punctuation Day.
Uh-huh.
And it's become something of a cult ritual, and got a lot of publicity, did a lot of radio, TV, print media, stuff like that, and fed my ego, and was a lot of fun. And then after about 2 years or so, I thought, you know, there has to be more to it than this. I started the holiday because I'm an ex-newspaper man, and I'm just sick about what I see in newspapers nowadays, the lack of basic writing skills, grammar, spelling, punctuation, and now I see it in books. Very distressing.
Right. I'm always noticed when I see a punctuation error in the New York Times.
You never used to see errors in the New York Times.
Right. Now, tell us a couple of things more, though, about being a punctuation man, about being a superhero. Do you wear a cape at your appearances?
I do. I wear a bright red cape, shiny red cape, with an exclamation point on the back.
Now you brought that up, an exclamation point. Let's talk about that. You know, some of us here at Fordham feel like people use those points too often, especially in emails. And so where do you come down on this?
Well, you know, it could be that there are people there who just naturally get very excited.
Well, that is certainly true.
And those people belong in therapy.
That's an interesting point.
But that is one of the most overused punctuation marks.
Mm-hmm.
Although, interestingly enough, people know how to use it. They just use it too much.
Yes.
You take the case of the semicolon, where people don't know how to use it, but they use it anyway.
Interesting. So and tell our listeners then, how you know, we've got a lot of people who write for a living or do a lot of research, and they might be worried now that they're using the semicolon incorrectly.
Well, a semicolon separates two independent clauses. An independent clause has a subject and a predicate.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So if you have a list, for example, of items, you should not separate them with a semicolon.
You would separate them with a comma.
Yes.
Right.
Good. Well, see, this show is educational, as well as informative.
We've paid for our airtime, haven't we?
We have. All right. So now, do you work some with schools, and do you find that schools are not doing enough to teach punctuation these days?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. As I was saying before, after a couple of years of doing National Punctuation Day, my wife and I thought, you know, it's time to do something that's actually going to benefit mankind. And so we took a year, we wrote a program called Punctuation Playtime, and we premiered it last September.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we go into schools, elementary schools. We want to work with little kids.
Yeah.
Because once they get, say, past the age of 10,
yeah,
you can't reach them anymore.
Hey, that is exactly what I find with our research staff here at Fordham.
Yeah.
I mean, Kobe and Liam here, they're unfixable.
Exactly. I mean, why waste your time?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But if you get them when they're young and they're impressionable and they're eager to learn,
absolutely,
you can have fun with them, even with a boring subject like punctuation.
So I remember being a kid that I was very, very much into the letter people. That's how I helped, you know, that helped me learn how to read. And so, I mean, somehow did the Punctuation Man interact with the letter people?
No. That's not the same as the Letterman, the singing group.
No, I think that's different.
These are different people?
Yeah, the letter people. You know, the S was Super Socks or something, and, you know, you learned your letters. This is how I learned. Liam and Kobe are looking at me strangely. I think they probably were brought up on whole language.
How old are you?
I am 34.
All right, I'm almost 57. I'm too old to remember how I learned my letters. My guess is that some teacher with one of those switches, you know, those wooden switches, stood at a blackboard.
Yeah.
And because they were black in those days, and they wrote with chalk.
The blackboards were, yeah.
Yeah, yes, the blackboards were black. You wrote with, you know, none of this dry mark that they have now.
Right.
And the kids just sat there at attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hit on the hand.
Yeah, back in the old days.
If you were out of line.
All right, couple more questions here, punctuation man. At Fordham, we are big fans of the M-dash. We use that all the time. What do you think about that form of punctuation?
The M dash is one of my favorite dashes. Mm. You know, there's the M dash, which is shorter than the M dash.
Yes.
And as long as they're used properly, they're fine.
Okay. What is your very favorite form of punctuation?
My favorite form of punctuation. You know, that's a very interesting question. I guess I like the semicolon.
Huh. Yeah. If used properly.
If used properly. It combines the best parts of the period, the colon, and the comma all into one neat little package.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, well, Punctuation Man, otherwise known as Jeff Rubin, thank you so much for coming on the show. If our listeners want to find out more about you, is there a website where they can check you out?
Yes, there is nationalpunctuationday.com.
Okay.
And there's also punctuationplaytime.com.
Excellent. Okay. Well, our listeners should check that out. Punctuation Man, thanks for coming on the show.
Mike, thank you.